Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! With all of my praise! I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go!
Every prayer,
to our God,
to our God,
every word of worship,
every prayer,
to our God,
to our God,
every word of worship,
every prayer,
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 the Bible day, when men begin to pray, those yokes will start to shake in, those chains will start to break in.
Went through, he has made it real clear to me. At first he was sending me in dreams, and I didn't understand it, but he revealed it to me, and he made it plain. And may God just bless each of you and sustain you in everything that you do. And I always like to encourage before getting into the word. And I want you to know that God has not forgotten us. And I know sometimes it seems as if the days are getting longer and longer and the world is at a standstill. But I want you to know that God is doing something. And sometimes when it gets still, God is doing things, because if we know beforehand, we may get beside ourselves. So God just do what he do. And when he's ready to release it, he releases it to us. And I want you to know that God is about to release some things to his people. And I want you to keep dreaming. I want you to keep believing. I want you to keep living with expectation. And know that God is about to do a supernatural, overflowing blessing in our lives. And right now in Houston and Florida, it looks like it's a hopeless situation. Many may be saying how God is doing something and we done been destroyed. We done lost everything that we've had. But I want you to understand Job lost everything he had. Jesus lost his life. And I want you to understand that it paid off in the end. And we just got to trust God in everything that he does. And we got to know that God is in control. And I want you to know that everything we need is at his disposal. And I want you to understand that we serve a mighty God, and we just need to magnify his holy name, for he is worthy to be praised. And let us always be thankful, even for the bad as well as the good, because God is faithful. And the next song I am going to play is Being Faithful by Vicky Yo. And
In my moments of fear, every pain and every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. Can I get a witness, somebody? And when my strength was all gone, my heart, it had no song. He was faithful to me. Was impossible.
been faithful. Come on, if he's been faithful to you at least one time in your life. Come on, can you lift your hands up? Come on, we're reflecting right now. Come on, we're looking at that choir.
Just looking past your love.
Penetrate our spirit and not our emotions only. We counsel the plots and the plans of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. And we pray that this word will go forth and it will penetrate our heart, that we may examine ourselves and change our attitude, that we may have a different outlook and a renewed mind, that we will not only be hearers, but doers of the word of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I do pray. Amen. Our scripture reading is going to come from a very, very familiar scripture. And I think a lot of us have quoted this scripture or read this scripture or read this chapter. And that's going to be Hebrews, the 11th chapter. Hebrews, the 11th chapter. The first through the second verse, and then we're going to skip down to the sixth verse. And it says, now faith is the reality of what is hoped for, the proof of what is not seen. For our ancestors won God approval by it. By faith, we understand that the universe was created by God's command, so that what is seen has been made from things that are not visible. And verse 6 says, now without faith, it is impossible to please God. For the one who draws near to him must believe that he exists and reward those who seek him. May God give a blessing to the reader of that word. And tonight what I want to talk about is check your faith. Check your faith. Are you really walking in it? Check your faith. Are you really walking in it? This word on tonight is to help us to understand where our faith stands and how strong our faith really is. And my question is, are you walking in your faith? And I know from my own personal experience that my faith has been tested and will continue to be tested. What do I mean by that? How do you react when you're going through tough times? Anyone can believe faith when you have plenty of money in the bank. Anyone can believe faith when the sun is shining brightly in your life, or when your surgery is successful and you now become cancer-free. When your marriage is doing well and your children is calm and not acting out. Just recently we had Hurricane Harvey, then we turned around and had Hurricane Irma. And it ripped the cities apart. But I am so tired. I am so tired of hearing heartless people saying Houston is under judgment. I want you to know sin, disobedience, sexual immorality, or you name it, people are not following the word of God. They want to supersize it when it comes to working it in their favor. So we have to look at the world, what it's doing, our countries, our state, our cities, our neighborhood. It's just not Houston. It's the whole world. It is everywhere. The enemy does not discriminate. God is not a respectful person, and he is a true and living God who wants the best for us. Right here, right now, I'm going to prophesy it over Houston. I'm going to prophesy it over Florida, that we will be restored, we will be renewed, we will be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. For every demonic spirit that has come to take us out, I denounce every hopeless spirit that tries to disappoint Houston and Florida. I want you to know tonight God does have a plan. And it's not the plan that we have in mind. Maybe before all of this, you may have had no strength. And as hard as it is, we still ought to praise God for what he's about to do, what's about to take place. It's not easy to feel good right now. It's not easy to be on top of the world with a stress-free life. It all sounds good, and we all would like to live that way. But on the other hand, it is much harder to believe and have faith when the sun is not shining, when your children is acting out, when you just lost your job, and now there's no income coming into the household. Your marriage is in trouble, and the counselor returns. Your friends betray you, and your church family tell you they cannot help you due to you were not tithing correctly. Oh, yeah, that is real. That is real, and it does happen. So what do you do? What do you say? I tell you what, don't begin to take on no pity party. You start asking God why he has put, and sometimes when we get into those modes, we start asking God why he has forsaken us or why this has happened to me. Because your faith is no longer working for you, because it's not in your favor. and you start feeling like your world has been turned upside down, and you become angry at the world. You become angry with God. And anybody you feel, you can place blame on. Yes, it is hard to keep a positive outlook when our life has been turned upside down. And someone may even ask, how can you be positive with all that going on in your life? And they think you are out of your loving mind. But I want you to know all of us need help. We need help to keep believing that Jesus is always near, even in our hard times of our life. But here's the solution. We should grow closer to God. We should never drift away from him. Because it's only a test, and this too shall pass. Now, faith has been understood by many. There is this little boy who says, faith is believing what you know isn't true. And some people think faith is rational thought or positive thinking or wishful dream. Some people are mixed up thinking faith is a feeling or it must not be true. Some people think that you can touch faith like the woman did with the hem of Jesus' garment. What we need to understand is that it took the lady's faith to believe it. She touched Jesus. She would let nothing stand in the way of her getting to Jesus. Some people are mixed up thinking faith is a feeling, and it must not be true. Some people think that you can touch faith like the woman did with the hem of Jesus' garment. What we need to understand is it took the lady's faith, her faith, to believe if she touched Jesus, she would be healed. It was not just the touch, but it was her faith that healed her. And we must walk in faith daily to get the best out of life. I want you to know most believers want God to show them something. Then they will believe if God put it in front of them. The moment they act, then they will believe. But I want you to know faith is better illustrated than explained. We all know men and women who faith inspires us. It's always those whose faith is strengthened through adversary. Faith is never put to the test. Many have put in their own cardians of what they think faith is. You don't need a textbook to know what faith is. All you got to do is trust and believe in God. All you got to do is read his word and believe what you read. We need to see faith when we are tested or in our fallen stages of life in order to prove the effectiveness of it. We're going to have trials in our life so we can exercise faith. That's where Hebrews 11 comes in at. More than any other chapter of the Bible, it shows us that what faith looks like on the firing line. We should study the people's lives in this chapter. We got firsthand look at ordinary men and women who are under enormous pressure, facing great odds from the world against them. Yet they live by faith. And they won God approval. These men and women are no different from us. They had to endure some things to get the favor of God and gain his glory. I preached at a visiting church on Sunday, and I talked about being under pressure until your breakthrough comes. And that's the same thing with us. We have to endure some things to show others how God can bring us through the toughest situations in our life. God can bring you out of any circumstance. He can bring you out of any situation. All you got to do is trust him. And when I read this chapter, my thought is that what it means to keep believing. Every day we should ask God to increase our faith, to help us to live a life with great faith, to be able to walk in that faith. It's easy to start off having faith. It seems like at the moment the fire is turned up and it gets hotter and hotter, our faith starts diminishing. And the disciples asked Jesus in Luke, the 17th chapter, they asked him to increase their faith. But Jesus told them that you just got to believe on me, and your faith will increase itself. I hope and pray that each of you want to see your faith grow and be stretched, because this word on tonight, it is my prayer that everyone will walk away from it with stronger faith. We're going to look deeply in the series of this word, and it is my prayer that faith will give you access to all that God has for you, your dreams, your healing, your finances, your marriages, your children being blessed, and your relationship with Jesus so solid that nothing will cause you to stray away. We're going to compare this word with our current life, and we're going to see if we are on the right track. We also will see if we can identify if our faith is where it needs to be, even when we're in a mountain of trouble. When you put your trust in God, you will have the victory. Hebrews 11 offers the precise definition of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, even though we don't see it, even though we're hoping for it, but we don't see it, and we don't know if God is going to grant it to us. Yes, we know that God gives us the desires of our heart. Yes, we know that God promised us so many things in the Bible, but some of us falter in our faith. We get right at the door, and we give up. We have no patience. We have no belief. And most of all, distractions get in the way. And sometimes the enemy will bring us a counterfeit and deceive us. Believe me, the devil knows what you have asked God for. That's why we have to have discernment so that you can identify if it's God or the devil. When we look at the scripture in Hebrews 11, it talks about the word substance. It's excessive nature of things. And you look at this as a foundation of a house. You bind the house and you hold the title deed, saying one day you will own that house. When you get the title deed, you are hoping you will pay for it. It's going to be in your future plan. Because faith is your title deed. The property is yours. It's going to be in your future possession, and God has promised it to you. Because I want you to know tonight, God is not a son of man that he shall lie. And if you lose the home, it's because you did not believe what God has promised you, or maybe God didn't tell you to go and get a home, or that home. Sometimes we can go ahead of God. Some people even go as far as lying on God. I hear so many women that say, well, you know, that's my husband. God told me that's my husband. And the man is a booger man from hell. He may be your husband one day, but right now he tore up from the floor down. So right now he ain't the husband. Maybe he's a future husband when God do a work in him. Because we can't fix no man. We can't make no man be what we want him to be. We got to let God make him be what he needs to be. And through faith we see otherwise would be invisible. The Old Testament talks about the elders like Moses and Noah and Abraham and Joshua, David, Ruth, Esther, Daniel, and Job, and many others. They all attest to the testimony of their tribe. When Moses stood for righteousness, when David slayed Goliath, when the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, went into the fiery furnace, when Nehemiah rebuilt the wall, Elijah defeated the prophets of Baal, all of those moments God was pleased that they trusted him. And God wants us to do the very same thing. We got to trust him. We got to believe. We got to stand. We got to have that bulldog kind of faith. When we're walking in God's divine favor, everyone is blessed. I hear someone saying, why this and why that? You're not believing what God is saying. Don't believe what I am saying. Believe what God is saying. Because I'm a nobody. I have to go to God just like you do. But when you have the wrong mind, when you think the wrong way, you avoid your own blessing. Now that you always, now I want you to understand that you are always blessed. You got to walk in it. You got to speak. You got to hold on to it. And you got to trust God. Many of you can identify with the woman with the issue of blood. Because of disease, fear, with suffering and sorrows in our life, many of us spend our life searching for meaning to help our situation. But the truth of the matter is, all we have to do is exercise our faith to get us through. When things are not going as we like it to, we become bitter. We start looking for others to blame for our condition. Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Our scripture reading in James say the testing of our faith produces patience. We don't want to wait for some reason or another. Maybe we fear that it will not happen. That is the only moment our faith needs to kick into the process. If you don't use your faith to believe that it will happen, then it's going to be hard for you to identify what faith is. That's why the woman with the issue of blood, she didn't back down. Although it was a crowd before her, she could have easily let her vision cloud her mind. She could have said, it's too many people to be able to get to Jesus. She pushed her way. She pushed every obstacle, every hindrance. She pushed through doubt. She wasn't going to let nothing stop her. And that's what Jesus says. Act in faith with no doubting. If you ask God for anything, believe by faith that you will receive it. Most of us are seeking fulfillment of the flesh and not what fulfills the spirit. We are in denial of truth. We seek for anything that will satisfy our flesh, yet we are no better. But let us govern ourselves according and walk in our faith. Sometimes we give the devil too much credit and too much power. He don't have any. He feeds off of yours. Don't just hand it over to him. Stop him by shutting every door so he can't get into your mind, get into your ears and your eyes. Did you know that you can speak curses on yourself? It is life and death in the power of the tongue, and you cannot turn faith on and off. The more we say we got faith, the more we are tempted by our faith walk. I just want to encourage you, my brothers and sisters, that you must stand firm. You must be steadfast. You must be sold out to Jesus and know that God is not a liar. Sometimes all God needs is a little faith, and he will show you enormous blessings. Faith is never meant to be a one-time experience. Sometimes as Christians, we fall into the trap of doing things the way of the world instead of God's way. We talk about accepting Christ. We talk about receiving Christ. We talk about serving Christ. We talk about trusting him and giving our heart to him. But soon as things do not go that way, then we no longer believe on anything that got us to him. And we start wavering. Sometimes we give people the impression being saved by Christ is all we need to be in the will of God. But I'm sorry to tell you, that's when the war really starts. Because the enemy don't want you to find Christ. He wants you to continue to be in his camp. He wants you to continue to be his agent. Being saved by Christ is what we need. And being in the will of God. We got to learn about who God is. We got to know what God's role is in our lives. We got to learn the attributes of God. We got to learn how to be rooted in God. We do that through worship, prayer, and standing in the Word. The same faith you develop is the same faith you have to carry from day to day. Habakkuk 2 and 4 says the righteous will live by faith. Then we are told in Romans 1 and 17, the gospel that is revealed by righteousness by faith from first to last. The whole Christian work is the life of faith. Due to we are saved by faith, we are kept by faith, we walk by faith, we endure by faith, we rejoice by faith, we love by faith, we serve by faith, we make sacrifice by faith, we have children by faith, we get married by faith, and all these things we do by faith. Even when we walk out our door in the morning, we will walk out that door by faith and walk back in that same door later that day by faith. This is just a tip of the bucket why faith is so important. It's my prayer that everyone who's listening will exercise their right to increase their faith. That's including yours truly. So my question is, are you walking in your faith? You never can have too much faith. So let your faith work for you. Put it in action and just watch God. Amen. Closing in prayer. I thank you, dear Father, for the words that you imparted in me to share with your people. Lord, I pray if anyone don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, that you will allow them to understand by faith they must come to him, that he will cleanse them. All they have to do is ask for forgiveness, and they will be made whole in Jesus. Lord, I pray that this word was embedded so deep in our spirit that we will examine ourselves and we will look at ourselves and not be in denial, and that we will have a conscious effort to regroup and correct things in our lives that's out of order. Father, we ask that you increase our faith. Help us to stand no matter what. I know, God, there's a lot going on, and it's not easy. And I know our faith is a little shaky because we don't know what to expect. But the woman with the issue of blood didn't know what to expect. Jehoshaphat, when the three armies was coming against him, he didn't know what to expect. David, when he fought with Goliath, he didn't know what to expect. All he had to go on was what the Lord had told him. And I thank you, Father, for making the provisions in our everyday lives and able us to live solely for you. Lord, I pray for the people in Florida. I continue to pray for the people in Houston. Lord, and I know that something is looking a little shaky about the people helping them. But, Lord, let them know that their help don't come from governmental agents and people. All they have come from God, and that they need to look up to the hills, because he will restore, he will reveal, he will release, he will give them more than enough. Oh God, I pray you will reveal their lives. Oh God, and I thank you, God, that you will give them hope. And we know that it is still new, and it's still sensitive, and it's still mind-boggling. Right now, God, I thank you that so many of us need to position ourselves, because the harvest is very tender out there, and people are wanting to hear anything that will give them peace and give them comfort. And I pray, dear God, that you will allow me to go before those people and that I will speak a word of hope in their lives. Thank you, God. And we ask that you fix what's broken, that you restore relationships, you restore family, marriages, that you will heal sickness, you will increase finances, you will give us hope, that we will give hope to others. Help us to learn to trust you, and that we do not try to manage our own affairs. We believe that you have the answer, and we forget sometimes to consult you. Lord, and forgive us for our lack of faith. Please, Lord, help us to reach up to you for help so that we may go forward. We declare and decree with our mouth that we as your righteous people of this nation will dwell safely in this land and prosper abundantly, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Lastly, Heavenly Father, you spoke to me, and you said that you're in the season of releasing. All that water we looked at, you said that you are sending a cleansing, and the blood of Jesus will overtake this city and other cities, including Florida. Lord, I thank you that we can call on you. I thank you, God, that you hold the authority in your hands. I thank you, God, you're releasing supernatural blessings. Lord, I thank you, God, that we speak to our debt and we tell our debt in Jesus' name to be paid and gone, that it will dematerialize and cease to exist. We declare and decree that all our debts, our mortgages, our car notes are paid in full. Counsels are dissolved. We declare and decree that all we are yet to receive is on its way. We thank you in advance, and we will be so careful to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Lord, thank you that this is not a void of prayer. Thank you, God, that you have positioned yourself in the order of which you need to bless your people, God. And we cover every prayer. We cover this prayer in the blood of Jesus. Thank you, God, that the enemy cannot interfere in this prayer, that this prayer has went forth. And you are already working, and your Holy Spirit is already roaming, and it's already doing what it needs to do. God, we love you, and we praise you. We just give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. I just pray that you enjoyed this word, and I thank God that he downloaded this word in me because it was very much needed. We got so much going on, but we can't look at the distractions of what's going on. We got to look to Jesus, and that's my whole point. We got to have faith and look to Jesus because he's our hope. He's our help. He is God all by himself. I'm going to do something. I see I have a couple of callers on the line, and maybe they have something that they would like to add or something that they would like to discuss pertaining to this word on tonight. So the call-in number is 323-792-2979. If you press 1, it'll bring you into queue, and then we can discuss whatever is laid on your heart or whatever you want to share, because we learn from each other. And sometimes, you know, we have to share the word of God to strengthen one another, because it's not a one-man show. And I thank God for the callers on the line. And no one has pressed one to come in. And I thank you so much for the support and for you coming in and hearing what God has to say. And I bless your week because it's early in the week. I bless your week that your week will be prosperous, your week will be blessed, that God will see you through, that his marvelous light will shine and carry you wherever it is you need to go, and that he will always be with you. It is my prayer that God will do something supernatural and bless you that you need. Nothing is too hard for God. All you have to do is act. All you have to do is act. I'm a living witness that he does do what he says he's going to do. He does give us the desires of our heart. That's what Psalms 37 and 4 say. He will give us the desires of our heart. Commit your way, and he will make sure that it comes to pass. So I bless you on tonight, and I pray that you have a great week. And I pray, dear God, that if you run into anyone that's been affected by Harvey, that you would just give them a hug and let them know that God got them. Because God do. He got them. And they need to know that. And so I'm going to close out with this song, All I Want Is You, by William McDowell. Our prophet Shirley Kane with Win the Walk of Jesus Ministry. And I just want you to be so very blessed. Good night.
All I want is you. all I want.
You are my reward. All I want is you.
All I want.
The reward of worship is God.
All I want is you.
Yes, blessings come, but the reward of worship is gone.
All I want is you. You are my reward. You are my reward. All I want.
See, yes, you can be healed in the presence of God, but
He is the reward of worship. All I want. He is the prize. All I want is you, oh, 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 oh. All I want is you,
so come that we can barely breathe. Your glory, your glory. All I want, the glory, your person. All I want, take me in. Been closer. All I want is you. Hold me a little while longer. All I want is you, Lord. Take me a little bit deeper. All I want is you.